This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning. You're on Saturday Magazine on Joy FM with Misha and Fiona.
Thanks, Misha. So our first guest, welcome to the show, is Jackie Walter, Chill Out Festival's Programming and Promotions Lead. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning from beautiful hot Dalesford at Victoria Park, where we're about to undergo youth muster.
Great. And of course, you've got plenty of shade and lots of trees at that park, I know.
We do. And look, we've got tons of water as well. I think that's the main thing this weekend, is stay hydrated. It kicked off with a bang last night at Town Hall. I'm very surprised to hear Kylie was singing with Madonna, because Kylie was at Town Hall last night.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us what is what we've got lined up for the fantastic day today. I know it's just such a beautiful weekend in Dalesford. Cool. And everyone's having such a great time, because it's a beautiful place. Tell us what is up on schedule for the day today.
Well, at 11 a.m. it kicks off down here at Victoria Park with our free event, which is the Youth Muster. So we've got some fantastic local talent performing, and obviously we'll have a panel and some discussions, and Nate Byrne will be emceeing. Nate just goes everywhere for us, the lovely weatherman. And then tonight, down at Vic Park as well, is the Bush Dance, and that's going to go off because the weather will be superb for that. And at Town Hall, we've got Funk Soul Sister, which is a celebration of queer women's music, but allies and chosen family welcome to that, of course. So it's just this is a cornucopia of great things, and of course there's lots of umbrella events happening around town as we speak as well.
Now, remind us, this is Chill Out. How many years has Chill Out been running? This must be like
27.
27.
27 years, yeah.
Wow. I remember going to I lived in Dalesford for a while, and I remember going to what I thought was one of the earlier festivals, but in actual fact, now I realise it would not have been that early. It's a fantastic testimony. And each year, it just continues to grow.
Well, it does. And, you know, we're hoping that it continues to do that well into the future. It's a completely volunteer-run organisation this year. So the volunteer committee have put together the entire festival in terms of the official Chill Out events. And it's going to go... It's already gone off like a... What is the saying? A frog in a sock?
A frog in a
Last
sock.
Last night at Town Hall was... Yeah, Town Hall was hot and sweaty and full. So the Kylie tribute show was fantastic last night.
And also there's a Chill Out parade, isn't there, down Vincent Street?
Oh, my God. I nearly forgot the parade, which is the highlight of the weekend. Yeah, 10 a.m. on Sunday. We get thousands of people coming to that. And, of course, Courtney Act is our special guest at the parade on Sunday.
Oh, brilliant. She is incredible. And, I mean, having the parade start at 10 a.m. means that, you know, you might have a lot of it and people can be sort of in somewhere cool by the time the bulk of the heat hits?
Well, that's exactly right. It'll only do the one lap this year. I think in previous years we've done it a couple of times, and then we need to get people down to Carnival to kick off on time at 11 o'clock at Carnival.
Well, you've got a pretty tight schedule there for Chill Out.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I love it. Nobody should have an excuse to be bored in Dalesford this weekend.
Now I've got a question. You were saying that there is a youth muster. What is a youth muster, and why are we mustering the youth?
Well, mustering the youth because of our inclusivity at Dalesford, and not Dalesford the town, and Chill Out the festival, of course. So we want to encourage up-and-coming talent and diversity in the youth, and give them somewhere they can actually express that. So the young ones are actually, there's a couple of bands in amongst there as well, and they've all got a chance to play on the main stage today down at Vic Park, which is, they're so excited.
It's sort of like a talent show, is it? Youth talent.
It's not really. It's a showcase. That's probably the best way to put it. Art Simone will be down here. Nate will be down here. There'll be a panel discussion on queer youth. And we just encourage everybody to come down, because it is a free event, and we are aware of the rising cost of living. So we did want to have some free events, of course, throughout the weekend.
That does sound like a really great idea. I mean, it's going to be so much more accessible, particularly for, you know, the youth that you're mustering and their friends and their families. They're going to want to go along and see their friends performing. So that's all under the age of 18?
Yes, I believe most of the performers are under the age of 18. There might be one. I think there's a comedian in there who's in her 20s. But generally they're quite young, so they're still in school. Yep.
And do they come from the? Imagine the surrounding area. But do you have young people coming from all over Victoria?
Well, we've got an up and coming EDM artist, and I'm not sure you can even hear him sound check in the background. A guy called Just Shy from Melbourne who's come up to do some songs. So he's got some real bangers happening, and then it's into the live band. So it's going to be a fantastic afternoon from 11 till 3. And of course, it's followed up by Drag Story Time.
Beautiful. And so, do you know what sort of stories they're going to be telling in Drag Story Time?
I do not.
Oh,
I think it might be a little surprise.
I think given the weather,
I think Gabriella Labrucci.
I think given the weather, Story Time will be perhaps a little bit more endurable in the dancing, I think.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. I know that I've been to a number of festivals on really hot weekends, and they have trucks that go by and spray water on everybody. That's pretty fun.
Well, I might have to go and get myself a water cannon then, if that's the case, so I can help them out. It's not too bad down here today yet. There's a nice cool breeze, so we're hoping that continues for the rest of the afternoon.
Now, if people would like to pop down to chill out on the weekend and they haven't made any arrangements, do you know if there's any accommodation still available in town?
I think it would be tight, but there would probably be one or two options. So our wonderful sponsors at Discover Dalesford and Dalesford Country Retreats, they're the two accommodation providers to contact. And also jump on chilloutfestival.com.au. For tickets as well.
I can imagine that the local caravan parks, because there's a couple of them, must be heaving. Now it's and then of course people could stay outside of Dalesford and spread the love and spend money in some of the smaller regional towns the area would be a really good idea, and not sort of have everything concentrated. You know, there's some beautiful little villages of Creswick and Clunes, which has its own book town coming up, of course.
Yeah, it's a fabulous little town. I love Clunes.
And how long have you lived down in Dalesford, Jackie?
I've been here 7 years now, so I'm not quite considered a local yet. I do work in Melbourne, so I do drive down to Melbourne 3 days a week, but I always love coming back here. As soon as I hit the road into Dalesford, my shoulders relax and it's home. It's just beautiful.
And then, of course, in the wintertime when you come to Melbourne, your shoulders relax because it's so much warmer when you get to Melbourne.
You're not wrong. We have had snow up here on the odd occasion, so it does get very cold in winter.
Well, it just sounds like it's going to be an absolutely a brilliant event. Is there any of the performers that are happening that you would like to highlight to our listeners?
We're very lucky to have got Rogue Traders. We've got Nat Bassingthwaite and James from the Rogue Traders coming to Carnival, which is fantastic. Obviously, Courtney Act. I'm in a group that's playing at Carnival called the Lost Girls, and we've played at Pride not recently down on the Smith Street stage. There's a lot of queer talent. Queen Kong's doing a performance. Spanky Jackson, the winner of RuPaul Drag Race Australia. There's Shauna Jensen's down from Sydney. So it's just a cornucopia. That's the best word for it.
You know, I think I saw you on stage at were you not at Victoria's Pride just recently performing?
Absolutely.
I saw you on stage. You were amazing. The Lost Girls are fantastic.
Thank you so much. yeah, we're looking forward to it. No, I've got many hats here at Chill Out. So apart from being on the committee, I'm in two bands. My other band, Blue House, is playing tonight at Town Hall.
Fantastic. Well, I believe that we actually have a word for word. No, we don't, Paul.
So we do have word for word, yeah. I didn't know what you were going to say then.
Oh, no, we do have word for word with one of the Blue House team members on after this show.
Yes, Bernadette.
Yeah, Bernadette. Oh, okay. So that's a nice segue. Stick around, everyone, because not only have we got a lot more on SatMag, we've got a lot more on Joy after that.
Bernadette Carroll at midday, you're right.
Hey, Jackie, thank you. We really appreciate you
so
giving
much.
Us the rundown.
Okay.
You get going onto that youth muster, wrangle those youth, and we wish you all the very best for Chill Out this year.
Thank you so much. I'll jump back in the golf buggy and get back into it. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
For having me.
Thanks, Jackie. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Misha and Fiona. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.